Thank you. Lord, Krishna. That will be category in devotion. Devotional song always giving transcendental light in the heart of everyone. Songs, it is very near to sound of transcendental vibration. In this mandala also, we can see the sound of Brahma, sound vibration as Brahma. Brahma, when appeared, sound vibration form, that must be transcendental, and if we can connect with that wave, an easiest wave is this song, the kirtan. Mahaprabhu said, yes, sravanam kirtanam. Tarbuddhe sarvasrishta naam sankirtan. Anyway, if we can engage ourselves for glorification of Lord, and we can try to connect our mood of devotion with the transcendental wave of devotion and service to the Lord, our everything will be successful and satisfied. I am happy to hear everybody singing this song as Hare Krishna Mahamantra, as Mahaprabhu, as Nityananda Prabhu's name. Glorification of Gurudev. Around this hall, atmosphere manifested like Vaikuntha. Bhagavan Krishna said, Nahum tishtami Vaikunthe, yoginam hidaye naja, madhavta yatra gayana, atra tishtami narada. Where, my devotee, glorifying me and singing, I am always present there. I am not living in Vaikuntha, I am not living in the heart of the yogis, but where transcendental song, glorification of me, happening by my devotee, I am giving my association to them. Then anyway, if we will try to connect with that wave of transcendental vibration form of Lord, what is overflowing now all over the world, we spiritually will be satisfied and benefited. But today, I have got the opportunity to mix with you all here, and already Sripa Rishabhde Prabhu invited questions from the audience and about Krishna consciousness. I am ready to satisfy you. If you have questions, you can do. And many thanks. to you all that you've given opportunity to spreading Krishna consciousness. Jai Prabhupada Prabhu Srinathya Sasari Maharaj Ki Jai.
Anyone have any questions? Yes, right there. Go ahead.
Madam, please follow.
It is said that part of your new book, Subject of Love, and it was talking about
subtle is coming first, and then from subtle is coming the evolution.
From energy to the matter. Energy is the original. Then form must also come after energy. Is it correct? Energy is first, then form.
Energy means power. Energy means power.
Energy means creation. Energy is like the creator of everything. So that's kind of a clarification on it.
Yes.
We say that Krishna comes first and then the energy, but then to me it seems that if energy comes first, then the ultimate form would be the energy before the form.
It is stated in the scriptures. Sarva Damodar Prabhu glorified about Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They are given us this conception that power and powerful together always existing. They, because the power and powerful form is one, and there is three special quality fully existed within powerful, willing, feeling and thinking. Without this manifestation of the energy, powerful have not English, yeah, other way I am telling, my English is not clearly coming. Yes, Krishna, we are seeing Krishna as powerful, and Radharani, his power. The power has three kind of manifestation. And powerful always living within, powers always living within powerful. And powerful have willing, feeling, thinking, this potency always within him. And it is always activated. It is from where it activated or which time that infinite
infinite situation cannot be traced.
From that time it is activated. But activated, that power within three parts manifested. One is transcendental form, second is
consciousness.
Tatastha Shakti, marginal.
Marginal form, and third is Maya Shakti.
External form.
It is always within that power. Then, when Krishna himself, with willing power, wants to create, automatically the all power is activated, and the positive and transcendental power within his own zone or within his own
realm,
lila shakti,
potency of pastime,
within his own pastimes, creation satisfaction, that potency always activated in transcendental world. And shadow form, the negative world, also, as we are now at present
situated,
that also automatically, when positive activated, negative also activated, and marginal, that's also activated. And Jiva Shakti, all the
living entities,
they are also always overflooded away, going to transcendental world, some of unfortunately coming to this material world. Then the powers, will, force, powerful will force, will force will work over the power. Then material world or transcendental world or the material world, three at a time activated by the wheels of powerful. But it is not necessary to differentiate in power and powerful, because a generator, power inside of the generator always generated, and generator always moving and creating this everything creation. Then first the will force working, ekoham bahusham, it is will force of Lord. Now I am alone, I want to be many, and through that will force everything is creation comes. In Brahma Sanghita, the Ishvara Parama Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is Krishna, and He is
His form is transcendental. And externally, if we want to see him, we can see from far as a light and glow. That's called Brahma. And inside that light's glow, they are always going pastimes of that Krishna. Because he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is so expressed in scripture. Satchidananda Vidya and Anadi Adi Govinda Sarvakarana. All creation coming from him, and by his will everything happening. Then everything, consciousness, who has that willing, feeling, thinking, that all consciousness activated by his will, and that manifested in this material world, in transcendental world, and in
marginal
world. This way, Shakti and Shaktiman, when you will say the energy, question will come immediately, whose energy? Energies have own existence, but he must will stay with some
energetic
source of energy from where, that must necessary to solve. Otherwise energy, lightning like that, but leaving that within cloud, in the sky, but somehow manifestation when happening, we can see that energy, but coming from her, if we will try to realize, we must see he is the powerful. Otherwise, power not will manifest it. Power not will manifest. Then, Sarva Karana Karanam, this shloka says, in Brahma Sanghita, the all causes cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is reality, and he is the beautiful reality. Otherwise not possible, beautifully manifestation through the power, the all the creation. Beautifulness, there are different type of feelings may be possible, but beautiful,
the presence of beauty is because the source of that beauty is also beautiful.
What do you do? Yes.
The beauty never diminishes.
Yes. That maybe that feelings and form may be different. And a dog, he will see his son or his puppy is very beautiful. A human will feel his son or other son form, they are very beautiful. But beauty always will exist. Maybe feelings will be little different. But where is all beauty, all charm, all affection, all love? What have within us? Love, beauty, charm, affection, ecstatic feelings, everything within us. But when it is within us, must be supremely it exists within powerful. Otherwise, not possible to come to us. Because we are the creation of that power. Clear? It is? Yes, my English is very poor. Anyhow. Yes, Prabhu.
I'm very confused. There are so many religious conceptions in the world. And I was, as a child, I was taught to believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. How can I be saved and go to heaven?
Yes. Because so many thinking potency different way existing within all the human society and other society also. And as our idea, that way in front of me, the higher than me, that idea must come natural way to us because we want to do something and want to connect higher than me with that personality. Superior personality, we want to connect with superior personality than us. And we are always searching superior existence. Automatically, through our mind, different type of religious idea, it will grow. And other way, for the conditioned soul, what is the existence within this mundane world? So many conditioned souls, they are searching something, and for their satisfaction from the above knowledge descending through some higher personality. And there we are telling the Guru, Acharya, and our spiritual friend. We are trying to get that spiritual knowledge from them, and who is descending from the above, descending from transcendental world, that knowledge, through some agent, through some representative, that also giving us much nourishment for our thinking about the higher plane. And through that, we are always searching, and nearest where we are getting some connection, that we are trying to get as my own relative, this, that way. Then, when the transcendental knowledge descending for our spiritual benefit from the upper world, through some agent of the spiritual agent as spiritual property. There are many sadhu and agent,
saintly person
and agent of Lord. By the grace of Lord, we are getting their association. As you said, the Lord Jesus, He is Himself telling, I am the Son of God. Then He given that consciousness to us, that gods have own abode. And I come down from that abode to you all, for giving you the association. And I am the Son of God.
Jesus.
Huh?
This is Jesus teaching.
We understand from Bible and Jesus' teaching. And Jesus shown the heaven. The God's abode in heaven. Then when we are affectionately and honorably surrendered to Lord Jesus, we can go to the abode of the God, and that is heaven. It is depending upon our sincerity and upon our practicing capacity. Easily we can connect with that abode of God. And other so many religions, that's also descended from the above. And our scripture said the different type of abode of transcendental knowledge manifested there with power and powerful. And they have everyone some infinite world. This is our scripture's description in Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Puran, etc. As they mentioned, so many incarnations of Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are as required, they are descending in this material world and giving connection with the transcendental world through consciousness, through service, through devotion. And if anyone wants to connect with the transcendental abode of incarnation of the Lord, they can connect with through their devotion, like Nrisimhadev, like Vamanadev, like Ramchandra, Baladev, like Buddha. This way, described in our scripture, and Mahamadanism also, they are telling that Allah, who is so great, meanings of Allah, we heard this, that Allah is so great, so big, and He is Allah, and we are the Banda, means servant of Allah. And God is great, and we are servant of God. Jesus said, God is lovely, former living in the heaven, and I am the Son of God, and you all will get that qualification. And through your sincerity, you can go there. And other also religions this way told. There are so many religions. Why? Because we are so many. And our mentality so much, different way going and asking different things. But actually, what we want, that we do not know. We are asking, in living in this mundane world, living in this material world, our greed for the love, for charm, for beauty, for ecstasy, for eternity, etc. This is our greed here. And solution given in our scripture, the, everything within one form of Lord you will get, he is the Krishna. This is our philosophy. Yeah, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everything, quality, what you want here from this material world, but you not will get permanently that in this abode, and also clearly not will get anything. Everything is shadow form, and your birth is not sure, and death also sure for you. Then everything will be massacred finally if you stay here and you search here. Then leave this material world and try to promote your own self to the transcendental way. And go to transcendental world, there everything you will get. That different kind of stage of God consciousness given as our greed, mane chahida, thik ache?
As according to our aspiration. Or
according to our aspiration, different kind of manifestation we will see. But what we want in Hindu dharma, you can see in Hindu dharma different type of god, demigod, many things. Their mother Kali, their Lord Shiva, and they are Brahma, they are Indra, they are Chandra, Vishnu, etc. Manifestation as their desire, what you call man?
Aspiration.
You will go to. Then it is depending upon our individual aspiration. The all religion at least giving us this property, this material world is not sure for our existence, and we must leave this material life and we'll go to transcendental world. And that way they given some not promotion, it is development of consciousness, and step by step it is going to up, then all taking us from the very down level to upper level. And all religions have honor, and all religion will get this way they are
promotion. Promoting us from this level to the,
they will all reach their destination.
This is the theory of different religious theory come in, manifested in this world. But what I want, I shall choose that. What I want, I shall choose that. That is my position. Actually, my realization always not perfect, because I am not fully clean in consciousness, and for that necessary to make clean our consciousness, then our greed will be
for the highest level.
Aspiration will be
for the highest level.
Aspiration,
Yes. Is it true the Supreme Personality is not concerned with outward appearance, but is completely perceptive of the five beauty of one's spiritual growth?
Yes. Guru Maharaj said everything known by his... Guru Maharaj said known by his potential. He's saying it is true that the Lord is not concerned with our outward appearance, but by our flowering growth, you said, right?
The spirit. Huh? Good
the flowering growth of the spirit.
Yeah, flowering growth of our spirit. Not concerned with the outer form, but the Lord is concerned with the flowering growth or development of our spirit. He's asking, it is true.
The Lord is not concerned with our outer
covering,
but inside, if our heart is blooming to spiritual life, then the Lord is interested in that.
That is his question.
Is it correct? The Lord
is not interested in
seeing our outside or seeing our inner opening heart for spiritual life. Is it correct?
Yes. Inside of this body, who is living, he is called Atma. Some way can say it is spirit, some way we can say it is conscious body. Then Lord is fully conscious about our conscious body and not necessary to interfere with our physical things. This is not as a fact in front of him. Then our conscious form will get some interest for spiritual world, and immediately Lord will take interest for that. And your question is within answer and correct.
Why did Krishna give us these bodies?
Actually, this body we have got through our karma. Within this body, some conscious body existing, and that's called spiritual body. That spiritual body covered by illusory environment and getting birth and death in this material world. So when we have got birth, that depending our previous karma, action, every action, fact, reaction, then we have got some reaction. As reaction, this body come as a human body. Maybe it can come as a goat body or as the cow body or lion body. It is depending upon our previous activity, and all activities have some reaction, and that reaction given this body, then God not directly given this body, but his law given this body to us. And we want direct connection with that Lord. And for that, we are trying to purify our own self through the process what given Lord in the transcendental knowledge form in this world. We will trying to promote ourselves to practice with that aspiration of Lord. And that is chanting the holy name of Lord, and we can transform a whole environment as transcendental environment through the chanting the holy names. And it is possible within this body, this mentality, everything can change fully. If we will try, we can do that. Then God not given this body, but by His law, natural law, not necessary to give body, it is by natural law, law is this, the two-way reaction, and then we call an opposite reaction, and that reaction comes to me, previous life must was glorious, otherwise this life as a devotee's family will not will get chance to in the devotee's family we not only get chance to connect with direct connection with the Lord. Then it was no doubt very glorious previous life. Krishna said, Shuchinam Srimatangehi Yogabhrashto Vijayate. Then who is Yogabhrashto means
unsuccessful yogi.
Unsuccessful
yoga practitioner.
No.
Incomplete.
A incomplete position when they live in that body. His previous everything, sukriti and karma, pushing and giving him another more glorious chance to get birth in some qualified and auspicious family, and we are taking birth there. Krishna said, Shuchinam means auspicious, and Srimatam means glorified with all direction. That family we will get for our practice.
Continuation.
This is. Hare Krishna. Yes. Yes.
You talk about the materialistic world.
Louder.
You're talking about the materialistic world. I know what you're talking about.
The what world?
The materialistic world. You spoke about the materialistic world. And I'm trying to integrate the entertainment world, which is also seems to be pursuing all this outward entertainment. The pleasure of movies, nightclubs, sports, like a gladiator mentality. And we seem to get more removed from ourselves.